Now, we just heard the use of the catchphrase personal accounts as used by the White House. President Bush has made another catchphrase, ownership society, one of the important phrases of his second term. And in fact, he mentioned it in last week's inaugural address.
To give every American a stake in the promise and future of our country. We will bring the highest standards to our schools and build an ownership society. We will widen the ownership of homes and businesses, retirement savings, and health insurance, preparing our people for the challenges of life in a free society.
To find out where the notion of an ownership society comes from and what it means, Renee talked to David Wessel. He's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal.
Morning.
Good morning.
What exactly would one be owning in the president's ownership society?
Well, in a very narrow sense, the president is proposing to change Social Security. So instead of having a promise of a benefit that the government would pay you when you retire, you would have a little account in which you could put your own money and you would own it. And as the president often says, you could bequeath it to your children if you wanted. But what he's talking about here really goes far beyond that to changing the direction of American social policy away from a kind of government will take care of you approach that was popular during FDR's New Deal and LBJ's Great Society into one where people take more responsibility on their own.
Besides Social Security, the president mentioned in his inaugural address, health insurance?
Well, in Medicare, when the president approved a prescription drug benefit, he also made some very far-reaching reforms to Medicare that haven't taken place that will allow people to have more choice and take more responsibility. He promotes health savings accounts where you put aside some of your own money, you spend it on health care. If you don't spend it, you get to keep it. And in talking about the uninsured, his basic approach is to avoid big expansion of government programs and instead to give people tax credits or vouchers that allow them to buy their own health insurance.
Which is still a version of owning the responsibility.
Right. There is upside and downside risk here. If you make all the decisions yourself, if you have choice, if you have a private account and things go well, you do well. The president likes to talk about that. He doesn't talk quite so often about the downside risk. If things go sour, you have the responsibility as well. If some of your retirement is in the stock market and the stock market goes down, you have less money to live on in retirement.
David, let's look at the sort of history of this. Where did the notion ownership society come from?
I think it comes from a very deeply held conservatism that the president has, a faith in markets and the ability of individuals to navigate them, a distrust of big government, and a sense if the government did less for us, we would do more for ourselves, we'd have more incentive to take risks and prosper, and we'd be in a better society.
But in a way, isn't this more of an evolution than a revolution?
Absolutely. This definitely has its roots in something that began in the Clinton administration when President Clinton pushed to do away with welfare as we know it. But the president has really turned up the volume and widened this approach to a whole variety of social programs.
And what do you think? Will ownership society be one of those notions that rings through history like great society has?
I think it's too early to tell. It's clearly what Mr. Bush and his team would like. It's clearly what the Democrats fear. They fear an erosion of the kind of safety net programs that have lifted millions of people out of poverty. It may be more appealing as a slogan than policy. A lot really does ride on whether the president succeeds in this Social Security initiative. If he does, if he gets through with some of these other programs, then this could very well be, along, of course, with his response to September 11th and the war in Iraq, the distinguishing feature of the Bush presidency.
That's David Wessel speaking to Renee. David is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal.